Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Gaffney is here, stephengaffney.com. Is that right, Stephen, with a V?
Yes.
Stephen Gaffney with a V and two Fs, stephengaffney.com. You can find his books there. You can find this report, right, this eight stages to launch from crisis reaction to crisis growth. You're going to make that available to them if they go to your website, right?
Absolutely. If they just, and the easiest way to remember the website is justbehonest.com. Justbehonest.com. It's another way. It'll stick to the same website.
That's the original one. So, folks, check that out, and thank you for this excellent report. We just talked about the crisis management stage, neglect, frozen, panic, and firefight. Now let's get into the growth stage. The first one is freedom to innovate. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So here's the thing that most people, I think, are unaware of. This crisis, as in any crisis, gives you permission, and it's a freedom to innovate. In other words, if you launch something and you're unsuccessful to your customers, people are way more forgiving now than normally. And right. That's because people have a great understanding that people are trying things. Look at what our country is doing with drugs and responses and everything else. We're trying so much. And it's,
how about this? In the past, it would take 10 years to get a vaccine. We're putting all hands on deck. They may get this thing fixed in less than a year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. So how that translates to us and our business is you should be, and we should all be launching new things, trying new things, altering new things, upgrading things. You should, because if it fails, people are going to be understanding. But when this period closes, it's going to be people going back to being risk adverse and everything else.
Right.
So seize the opportunity.
Let me stick
innovate.
One thing in here, Stephen.
Yeah.
You're not going to have an option on this innovate thing, folks. Your customers are going to change their behavior and their expectations of you. It's happening even as we speak in their minds. When we go back to work, they're going to have different expectations. You're going to be required to innovate to meet those expectations. What do you think, Stephen?
I do. And here's the thing. A lot of people are saying, the new normalcy. I don't like that, and I think it's faulty thinking. Mm-hmm. Because what that implies is the new normal is almost abnormal, and that's one problem. The other thing is there's always going to be changes. So the best way to do this and the best way to think of your business is evolving.
Yeah.
And we're all going to be evolving. I guarantee you, as strong as this country is and with everything that's going on, we will become better because of this. The country and society will be better as a result.
There will be silver linings. There's no question. And by the way, Stephen, I don't like new normal either because I don't like the word normal. There's nothing normal around here. I use the term new regular. Just call it the new regular. All right, what about number six?
Yeah.
Activate.
Yeah, so number six is activate it good enough. So what really hangs up a lot of people, and I see this with businesses, and the most, I would say the number one thing that hangs people up in innovation is they're trying to launch at
perfection.
Instead of launching it good enough.
Perfection
you
will take you down.
You've got to get out the door. Right. So these eight stages, originally were seven. Then I kind of tweaked things based on some responses. And they were worded differently. But I didn't waste any time because the seven stages piece, that earlier version, was very immediately helpful to my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep improving it. So it's that's how everything needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
You might offer a service remotely. And maybe it doesn't work out, but maybe it does. But the key is you got to launch it and get it out the door.
That's
so
right.
If you're holding back on something as a small business person or any business, get it out the door.
If you fail, that's information you needed.
Absolutely.
And that you wouldn't have if you didn't try.
Before. Yeah, and people don't, because here's the thing is we actually get better once we launch something because we learn. And what you're talking about is stage seven. Modify through feedback.
Yeah.
So one of the big things that I'm seeing and I've looked – so I'm working on a piece to uncover what are the essential elements, the crucial elements, what's the formula on how businesses survive and thrive during times of crisis. And one of them is that they get things out the door, and instead of doing focus groups, They try to launch it and listen to their customers and adjust it. So you can actually skip certain stages, and you just modify through feedback. And then, and but customers are very forgiving during.
And you know what else, Stephen? If you bring them into your process, it'll make them have ownership, and that'll be turned into a customer you can't run off.
That's a great way to say it, and a great way to think.
Yeah,
it's so true.
What's next?
And then here's the other thing: is on stage eight, it's really about well, I call it acknowledged success. It's amazing how many times we're making progress, businesses are making progress, and they don't acknowledge success. And this isn't about throwing a party.
Celebrate.
The problem. If you don't celebrate and in some way and acknowledge the success, it's easy to slip back because it's like watching your hair grow or taking a quantum leap forward, but you have to know what was successful. One of the most interesting things I love to ask people when they're having a good year or something went well is what were your keys to success? And you know what's interesting? Jim, most of the time they don't know. They ramble through that response because they really don't think about that. But the problem is you can't duplicate it. But if you acknowledge success, then that actually inspires people, inspires us to go back to stage.
And you didn't get there by yourself. In celebrating a milestone or any kind of accomplishment, you need to celebrate that. In small business, I've been saying this for a long time, Stephen, you need to celebrate your accomplishments and your milestones. And not only will it be good for your employees, your customers like it when you do that.
Absolutely, because then it's extra reinforcement, and that inspires them to go back to stage five to innovate more.
I want to make sure they know, folks. Go to justbehonest.com and find this report. You'll love it. It's English. It's plain English. Even I can understand it. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Yeah,
as always.
Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen, justbehonest.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.